The Rolling Stones keep rolling on. It's been a long road since the Rolling Stones played their first gig at the Marquee Club in 1962. The band is in their sixth decade together. They are one of the longest surviving groups in the history of rock music. Even though they have lost members along the way, the core of the band has remained the same. The Stones took the essence of black blues music and made it their own, producing some of the greatest songs in the canon of rock. Their main influences were Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, and Muddy Waters. The name The Rolling Stones comes from a Muddy Waters lyric. The members. Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger was born in Dartford, just outside London. His background was very middle class. He attended the London School of Economics and, at the same time, was singing in the Rolling Stones. He was a big fan of American rock and blues music. Jagger was the singer in the band, and Keith Richards was the main songwriter. With his middle-class posh English accent, skinny physique, and Byronesque long hair, he was more English dandy than rock and roll rebel. But when he went on stage, he was transformed into a powerful force of nature, a primal predator prowling the stage. Mick Jagger has also acted. He appeared in films like Performance and Ned Kelly. In Ned Kelly, he played the famous Irish-Australian outlaw with one of the worst Irish accents in the history of cinema. Nowadays, Jagger is a very wealthy man and has left his hell-raising days far behind. He is more into yoga now than drugs. In 2003, he was knighted by the Queen. Keith Richards. Like his good friend and songwriting partner, Richards was also born in Dartford in 1943, and they attended the same school. Richards plays guitar in the band and is one of the greatest guitarists in the history of modern music. He was influenced by the blues, especially Bo Diddley, from whom he learned how to riff. A riff is a very simple chord change with a very simple rhythm. For example, the Bo Diddley riff is simply G to E minor. The Stones used it in Not Fade Away, and also George Michael used it in Faith. Richards was the rebellious heart of the band. His notorious drug taking made him mad, bad, and dangerous to know. The bad boy image has lasted all his life, even though he has been clean more or less for over 20 years. Nowadays, Richards is seen as an inspiration to many young musicians. Brian Jones. Brian Jones was the real driving force behind the band. It was his idea, and he originally formed the band. Born in Cheltenham in 1942, he married young and had two children when he started the group. Brian loved the blues, especially the electric blues, and this was the sound of the early Stones records. Not only was he a talented guitarist, but he could play any number of instruments. Brian had a natural God-given talent for playing music and was not afraid to experiment, whether it was slide guitar or the sitar. In 1969, the band asked Jones to leave and replaced him with Mick Taylor. Jones' drug addiction was spiraling out of control and he could no longer function as a member of the band. When Richards and Jagger started writing together, the bond between them grew stronger. Jones felt left out and alienated. The band he formed was no longer his. In 1969, Brian Jones was found dead in his swimming pool at his house in the country. The house was once owned by A.A. Milne, the writer of Winnie the Pooh. In tribute to Brian Jones, the Stones played a free concert in Hyde Park to 250,000 people. Jagger read a poem by Shelley and released Butterflies into the Heavens. Jagger has never felt any remorse for Brian Jones' death. Also, he did not attend the funeral of his former friend. Charlie Watts. Watts was born in London in 1941. He was a very talented jazz drummer, much in demand before joining the Rolling Stones. He has been the solid center of the band ever since the beginning. He never fully fell into the trap of drug addiction. Charlie got the nickname The Undertaker because of his dour appearance. Bill Wyman. Born in London in 1936, he was the oldest member of the band. He plays bass guitar. In 1989, at the age of 55, Wyman married 18-year-old Mandy Smith. The marriage was a scandal at the time. Oddly, the marriage did not last, and they divorced 2 years later. Smith said they first had sex when she was only 14 years old. Nowadays, Wyman is married with 3 children and lives in a house, a very big house in the country. Ronnie Wood. Ronnie Wood was born in 1947. He joined the band in 1976 as the long-term replacement for Brian Jones. In 1969, Wood joined the group The Faces. The band had been called The Small Faces, but their lead singer, Steve Marriott, left the band. The Faces got a new singer, and his name was Rod Stewart. Throughout the early 70s, the band was very successful. When he got the chance to play with the Stones, he jumped at the chance. Now, 36 years later, he is still playing with the band. History. In 1963, the band signed to Decca Records, the company who had passed on the Beatles. Their manager at the time was a very young Andrew Luge Oldham, who also produced the band. That year, they had their first hit, a cover of Chuck Berry's Come On. It was a hit, and the band was on their way. They became the bad boys of rock, whereas the Beatles were clean-cut, neat, and tidy. The Stones were scruffy, strange, and dangerous to know. They also had a rawer blues sound which always had sexual undertones. Despite the rivalry, the two bands were always friends, and the competition was always healthy. In 1964, they had their first number one hit and played to sell out crowds all over Europe and the USA. The Beatles were bigger than God, and the Stones were bigger than the Beatles. In 1965, their second album went to number one. Over the next 3 years, they had many more number one hits, including I Can't Get No Satisfaction and Jumping Jack Flash. The songs typified the new Stones, hard-edged and full of confidence. During the Vietnam War, the Stones' songs became very popular amongst the American soldiers. In 1967, The Summer of Love was in full swing. The Stones were well known for their drug use. As an example, members of the band were arrested. Jagger was given a 3-month jail sentence, which he never served. The scandal rocked the band, seriously affecting their musical output. While the Beatles were releasing Sgt. Pepper's, the Stones were fighting the law. In 1968, they made a film called The Rock and Roll Circus, which featured bands like the Beatles and The Who. The film was not released until 1996. They made a film with French film director Jean-Luc Godard called Sympathy for the Devil, which featured the band recording the song of the same name. The song is about the evil that the devil has done throughout time. During the recording, the line, "Who killed Kennedy?" was changed to "Who killed the Kennedys?" because 2 days after recording, presidential candidate Robert Kennedy was shot. In 1969, with the death of Brian Jones, the band entered a new phase. They started working with Jimmy Miller, a producer that transformed the band into something magnificent. The band went back to the music they loved, the blues. Also, they started listening to country music. They became friends with country rock singer Gram Parsons. This friendship and new direction inspired the classic album Exile on Main Street. With the breakup of the Beatles, they were now the number one band in Britain. Death at Altamont. During the 70s, the band went through a very dark period which inspired their greatest music. The darkness started with an incident at the Altamont Festival. At a free festival in December 1969, a member of the audience, Meredith Hunter, was stabbed to death by members of the Hell's Angels biker gang. The Angels were employed by the Stones as security for the concert. The incident was caught live on camera and included in the documentary film Gimme Shelter. It cemented the band's reputation as the Satanic Majesties of Rock. The 70s. During the 70s, the Stones moved to the south of France for tax reasons. It was here that they recorded arguably their greatest album, Exile on Main Street. The album was a double album inspired by the blues, country, and rock. The 70s also nearly destroyed the band. Keith Richards' heroin addiction nearly cost him his life. The band also had financial problems because their managers and accountants were ripping them off. They became tax exiles, leaving the comforts of home way behind. Nowadays, the band continues to tour the world. They know how to entertain audiences and are always finding new fans who love their music. They are true survivors who are now either in their 70s or fast approaching that landmark. They are now truly legends of rock, and some Stones really gather no moss.